This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
A war of words over a wall leads to a national emergency, according to the president. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. How you doing? Coming off that malaise of the holiday season, I know a lot of people were lucky enough to have maybe even 10, 11 days off. Woof. How do we complain when we have 11 days off? As for the people who are affected by the government shutdown, it's been since the 22nd of December. The president now has decided that it is a national emergency. The specifics of what he's going to say to the nation are pretty much mum. The tongues that normally wag and would dump some information haven't said much. But the president is going to do that at 9 o'clock Eastern on Tuesday. He says it's a crisis at the nation's border. The Democrats are saying their attempts to end the shutdown have just fallen on flat ears. The president says he's not only going to address the nation, but he's going to visit the U.S.-Mexican border on Thursday to promote the plan for a wall to keep undocumented immigrants out. The sticking point, the back and forth, the disagreements with Pelosi and Schumer and others in the Democratic Party continue to be, we're not doing the CRs. We're not jamming anything in there. It's not happening. And we're not getting less than $5 billion, because $5 billion is the amount that's needed for what could be a steel wall, is what now is being said. And it's a, it is definitely a backlog of cases and people being processed and all of that. So Pelosi and Schumer say that the president should agree to a plan to reopen the government now while they continue to negotiate a border security plan. The House, controlled by the Democrats as of the beginning of the year, passed legislation last week to reopen the government. Yada, yada, yada. Doesn't matter. Not happening. So $5.6 billion to be exact. That's the number for the wall. We are now into our 18th day. Do I like that sound effect? 18th day of the shutdown. The record, by the way, because I like numbers, and in fact, coming up in our next segment, we are doing the number version of We Can Count. The shutdown record is 21 days, if you're curious. That was set in 95 and 96. 22 days would be on Saturday. So where will the president possibly stop along the border? McAllen, Texas might be one of the places. Seems like the best place might not be as disruptive, probably that's where. And plus it's sparse, where you would need, if you're going to build a wall, this is an area where you would need the wall. In a letter to Senator Richard Shelby, a Republican from Alabama, chairman of the Senate Appropriations Committee, the administration requested $631 million for counter-narcotics weapons technology. And the VP said, yeah, guess what? It's for more than a wall, a lot more. So there's going to be all kinds of briefings this week, visits to the wall, an address to the nation, and requests for immigration judges. Request for 750 additional Border Patrol agents. Request for 2,000 additional law enforcement personnel and staff. Request for 52,000 additional detention beds, because they're short. And $800 million to address urgent humanitarian needs. So the goal, Senator Lindsey Graham says, is not to open up the government. No shutdown end without a wall. So the president could declare a national emergency, but would he get the funds for the wall? That would still be up in the air. Where does this all end up? There is no predicting this. Even the smartest, wise guys I know who know how to look at numbers from all sides of any equation, not just sports, do not have a great beat on this. They don't. So it's going to be about what that address is about. And it's a big one. That's for sure. Meanwhile, while all of this is happening in D.C., and it has an effect on all of us. By the way, if you were getting a return on your taxes, what's that? I can't remember the last time I got a return on taxes. All right, so if you were getting a return on your taxes, however, that all that stuff is going to be processed. So the panic over that, which I understand, you can let that go. So just collectively let out a sigh of relief. I'll do it for you. Because you're going to get your check. That would be brutal. You're planning a vacay. You're planning to use it for something you really need. You're, who knows? And you don't get it? Not good. But that's all fixed up. So that's not going to be effective. That's happening. No worries. Definitely no worries. I happen to see this, and coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk about it. The most expensive city in every state. We probably already know what it is, right? And also the monarch butterfly numbers have fallen in California. Nothing prettier than a butterfly. A lot of museums have little butterfly rooms. And I often wonder how the butterflies fly around. But, I mean, I get it. I know how they fly around. But they thrive. They do. They thrive and survive somehow. So that's all the fun stuff that we're going to talk about, right? And we're also going to talk about Lyft bringing self-driving cars to Las Vegas. Ooh, I've been on that Vegas strip, and now it's so jammed, I can't imagine being in a self-driving car. I don't really get the whole self-driving car thing. And, of course, we're on the cutting edge here. We have our Forbes segments. Well, already 15 months ago, we talked to somebody who was creating one of the cars and was on the front end of that. And it made total sense, but it seems so scary to me, especially some of the places where you're getting into these cars. I guess it depends where you are. Small city, maybe not as bad. Giant city or a city with lots of traffic, I'd be maybe a little fearful, I'm just going to say. On that end. And by the way, one of the saddest things I saw, and of course it's easy to take this picture, cute little boy outside of the Washington National Zoo, which is famous for the pandas, and there's a sign that says, "We apologize, but because of the government shutdown, we're not open." Oh, and he looks so sad, the three-year-old with the long face. The Smithsonian Museums are also shut down because, of course, of the funding situation. And there are other federal centers that are shut down. Prisons, it's kind of a nightmare. TSA, they've got people calling in. And one of the big areas, like Grand Canyon. Grand Canyon's staffed at minimum capacity because of the government shutdown. But a lot of the services are still there, so luckily people can still look out at the beauty of the Grand Canyon. Meet you on the other side. We're talking numbers next.
Registered pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the benefits of supplementing with whey protein for optimal health and vitality. That's why he recommends protein shakes like the ones available through the Suzanne Division of Longevity.
Whey is ridiculously important. In fact, next to human mother's milk, whey protein is the most nutrient-dense food. There's two major proteins in cow's milk, casein and whey. The whey part of milk contains growth factors and immune-stimulating factors, building the immune system. You're talking about cancer. The body has cancer fighters built into it. The body has molecules and entities that kill cancer. Those are part of the immune system.
To build and support your your immune system, order the protein shakes from the Suzanne Division of Longevity, available in chocolate and vanilla. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebib.com. That's brightsidebib.com. Order today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 76280. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 76280. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Because it definitely is a very big number. How about Cinny Brown, who was sentenced to life in prison? That's a nickname, by the way. At 16 years old, she was granted full clemency. If you remember, Kim Kardashian really pushed for that to happen. And what happened to her was she was due to be released on August 7th. She's going to be 31 years old. She's been behind bars since she was 16. She was sentenced to life in prison in 2006. That's a whole lot of numbers. After she fatally shot a man in the back of the head while he was lying in bed beside her. But in a remarkable announcement, on Monday, Governor Bill Haslam said her rehabilitation behind bars combined with her youth at the time of the crime warranted mercy. What the deal was is she was forced into prostitution. So the extraordinary, horrific things that happened to her and then the horrific crime and that all mixed in. And the fact that she was had apparently gone to regular counseling sessions and all of that, she got a bachelor's degree when she was behind bars. And this was a decision that was heavily anticipated, and it happened. It's a very, very big news out of Nashville, Tennessee. On a lighter note, it was about the Hollywood crew and the awards that they hand out each and every year that starts really the big award season, Golden Globes. Often it means it's kind of like forecasting what will happen for the Oscars, which are just a tad bigger. I mean, anytime you win any of these kind of awards, it's got to be big. You look at the competition and, you know, if you're paying attention to what's happening, some really good work was made. A lot of it happened to be on Netflix. Some of it was in the movie theaters. Kind of a mixed bag these days. There's so many places to get your entertainment media, is what I'll call it. So it's the 76th year for the Gold Globe Awards, and people are honored in film and American TV as chosen by the Hollywood Foreign Press Association. And there was a movie called A Star Is Born. Bradley Cooper made that movie, pushed it into the big screen. It's a remake, but had it come out, really had a push for it. Convinced Lady Gaga to star in it. She was excellent in it. He was excellent in it. And in the end, Lady Gaga did not win. Bradley Cooper did not win. A Star Is Born did not win for Best Picture, but did win for the best song for Lady Gaga. So there was a moment there where she got up and this is what she had to say.
As a woman in music, it is really hard to be taken seriously as a musician and as a songwriter. And these three incredible men, Andrew Wyatt, Anthony Rosamondo, Mark Ronson, standing with me, they lifted me up. They supported me.
All right, so she wasn't the only woman to say that. Almost every woman who won a big award talked about some inequity that had happened to them in the business and what was happening to others. And I thought that was great what she said. And, of course, you've got so many fighting in the music industry to make it more equitable, period, across the board for anybody involved in the songwriting business. So Lady Gaga wins for not for The Star Is Born for acting, but in her first major role as a film actress, she does win for the best song, and that song was great, so she deserved that. Now, the U.S. television audience for the award show, are you surprised, fell about 2%. 2%. 18.6 million people tuned in to see who was going to win, but that's down from 19 million who watched in 2018. And then, of course, the Oscars come out in, the Golden Globes kick off the award season. That leads up to the Oscars. Nominations for that ceremony are announced, for the February ceremony, are announced on January 22nd, so they really drag that out. I don't know. I think awards shows in general, I don't think award shows are maybe not that popular. 3 hours watching that in prime time, so you're not watching any news or absorbing content in some other way or listening to radio, but you're there in front of the tube watching all of this. I think it's, I think that people don't care. I think that people don't care to watch those kinds of shows. If you care, call me. I want to hear what's interesting to you. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. All right, we move to some more numbers. And here's an interesting number for you. This is something we've talked a lot about on America Tonight, sadly, because it is absolutely abhorrent to me, what has happened with the Catholic Church and these priests and the molestations and then trying to process it in the investigations while these people who were destroyed basically when they were children try to grapple with what's happened to them. And I don't see why there should be any bickering over cash, you know, in that case. I think without a doubt what should happen is that the church should investigate swiftly and should pay out quickly. I mean, how about that? Instead of fighting some of these investigations, there really aren't that many people that are coming forward to say fantastical stories of how they were abused by a priest in a certain parish that then was shuffled off to yet another spot. So Opus Dei, and Opus Dei makes an appearance on the scene, if you will, because they decide, okay, they're going to pay. So Opus Dei pays $977,000 to settle a sexual misconduct claim. And Opus Dei is a traditional community of Catholics. That's the norm for priests who working with those they are counseling. That's what they're doing. They're saying they're willing to pay. Some people never heard of Opus Dei until one of the Tom Hanks movies, the Dan Brown book that talked about Opus Dei in the book. But anyway, Father John McCloskey, who is one of the priests that was being talked about, Opus Dei paid money to settle this suit against McCloskey, who was a priest known for preparing for conversions of big-name conservatives like Newt Gingrich and Larry Kudlow and Sam Brownback, that kind of stuff. And people got spiritual direction from McCloskey through the Catholic Information Center, which is a K Street hub of Catholic life in D.C. And what was being reported was there was this McCloskey groped a young girl while she was going to counseling with him to discuss, you know, I say young woman, such a young woman, young married woman, when she was going to discuss marital problems and serious depression and pushed her into a tailspin and all this kind of stuff. So anyway, Opus Dei steps in and they settle the claim, right, to settle the sexual misconduct. Boy, it just grows and grows and grows, doesn't it? Oh, I mean, there to me, there is no amount of money you can throw at this to cover it up. There just isn't. It's reprehensible that constantly the deck was shuffled, especially depending on who it was. All right, so we move from that to Ford. Ford's new Policy Interceptor utility, isn't that a mouthful, has the highest top speed and fastest acceleration among police cars or vehicles of any sort. You know how fast it goes? 137. Projections indicate that the first pursuit-rated hybrid police utility will save between $3,500 and $5,700 per car in fuel costs versus the current police interceptor utility. Wow, that's pretty big savings. And then that would save on gas. 137 miles an hour. Look out. Right? They're out there. They're patrolling. And now they're going to have an upgraded, souped-up car. How about that? Stay with us. Much more coming your way. Sharon Miller from Bank of America. Always good. She's up next.
Warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. The partial government shutdown is continuing. It's now in its third week. The president has taken his case for border wall funding directly to the American people with a primetime address on Tuesday night. He says his speech will address the humanitarian and national security crisis on the southern border. The announcement comes as Mr. Trump considers declaring a national emergency to build the wall using unspent military construction funds. The president intends to travel to the border on Thursday, but there's no word on any further scheduled talks with Democrats to end the partial shutdown. With paychecks frozen, some federal employees are not showing up for work, including employees like TSA airport checkpoints. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How does he not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Sharon Miller, Bank of America, head of small business. She's here with more of that great news about small business that we've been talking about. The U.S. small business sector is ending on the high note in 2018. According to the fall 2018 Bank of America Advantage Small Business Owners Report, which is just tremendous. We've been talking about what are the things that that these small business owners are looking at and what can they do to retain, et cetera, the employees that they have working for them. And Greg, as you know, it's so interesting. We were talking about last time with Sharon, what it is that you need to really retain the great employees.
Retain and attract them too, and actually get them to sign a contract. Sharon, I'm wondering, in the face of the kind of hiring, the competitive hiring environment that we're in, what are employees, well, first of all, tell us, how is this impacting employers in terms of numbers? Are you hearing that, oh, we're literally losing this percentage of our workforce, we're trying to hire and it's taking us this long to get people? And then when there's a delay for companies to actually make the hires they need, what are they doing instead? For instance, are they turning to things like technology?
So as far as the turnover, I mean, we don't have the exact number for the overall turnover, but what we did report within our 1 year, at least 24% of small business owners had lost one employee or more. Mm-hmm. So we do know that. And 11% of small business owners said they had lost 10% or more of their workforce. So that is, I mean, 24% losing one, that's a quarter of all small business owners. We've got 29 million small businesses in the United States. So that's quite a bit. Now, some of them were let go. That's about 30%. Some took a position at a larger company. About a quarter of them said that they took positions at a larger company. So there's different reasons for people departing. And it's not to say that it's all because the employee decided to get up and leave. And 30%, they were underperforming. And so that business owner had to let them go. And so that's one thing. So we do know that an unemployment rate of 3.7%, the lowest it's been since 1969, we have an economy out there where it's tough. I mean, it's tough to attract and retain because employees can really have the pick of where they want to go, at least top talent. And so with that being said, you know, there's some shifting strategies out there by business owners. And some of that, to your point around technology, I would say that the thing that small business owners are modifying their strategy around, they're saying, we want to give a more flexible work culture. Mm. You know, give people flex time. So if you want to work, 10 to 6 versus, 8 to 5, just giving them some different hours. Or maybe you work Monday through Thursday, take off Fridays. Those types of strategies I've heard from business owners that they're doing a lot. Or letting them work from home. They don't need to come into the office. Social media. They're out there on social media trying to attract new talent to say, hey, here's what we're doing at our company. Come to work. It's, we're growing. We are continuing to innovate. And that's all very, very attractive to people coming to work and job candidates. So there's some different strategies out there outside of just more money or more benefits. But at the heart of it, it does come down to dollars and cents. And we are seeing rising wages out there. We are seeing more business owners implement healthcare benefits or retirement benefits to attract the right employees. And so these are all the conversations we're having with business owners every day.
Wow, fascinating. So talking about the flexible hours, working from home, et cetera. So kind of piggybacking on that, Sharon, how else are small business owners rewarding, we'll say, employees and then giving back to their communities during the holidays?
Well, the business owners out there, when they have the right employees, they're focusing on flexible hours. So that's one thing. Professional development, discretionary bonuses, perhaps at the holiday season. 83% of small business owners plan to offer perks during the holiday season. Maybe they're going to close the office. They may give a salary bonus, or they may give a holiday party. So all of these things feed into that culture that small business owners and entrepreneurs are trying to really deliver for their local business, which spills over to the local community. And keep in mind, again, I mean, Kate, the advantages of small business employment, it's powerful. You got less bureaucracy, you got a more collaborative environment, you got greater responsibility, creative freedom, all these things, a local community impact, because small business is local. And that's really attractive. So I always remind our clients, there's some things that we can continue to implement and get better every day, but don't forget about what it is at the heart you do and the advantages you already have built in by being a small business.
We're talking with Sharon Miller. She's the head of small business for Bank of America. We're talking about a lot of findings and statistics and information that comes out of their fall 2018 Bank of America Business Advantage Small Business Owner Report. And, it's interesting that you mentioned local, Sharon, because one of the things that I found fascinating in the report is a map of the U.S., and you've called out some cities where there tends to be trends about how they're attracting and keeping people. So San Francisco is most likely to offer flexible hours. In LA, they've had the easiest time finding qualified candidates to fill positions. In Chicago, they're most likely to say small businesses compete with larger companies for talent. I'm just curious if you have any thoughts on why different markets tend to use different things to attract and keep talent. Is there something culturally going on in those markets that we could also learn about? Or do you think that within a business community, small business owners are talking about what's working and using what's working for others to help themselves?
I think it's both. And Greg, you're right. I think, you know, because small business is local and it is a lot of word of mouth, and you also have people collaborating in local communities through different chamber organizations or just different events, you are finding that people are talking. I mean, it's business owners, you know, they're going to their kids' soccer game and talking on the sideline about what's working, what's not. I mean, your neighbors. So all of this sort of comes together in a community, and that's why we like to highlight it, because, you know, maybe someone in San Francisco doesn't know what's going on in Chicago. And when we're able to highlight it, and that's also the power of Bank of America, because we do have a footprint across the entire country where, you know, we're able to give insights back to our clients to say, you know what, it might not work here, but it sure is working in Chicago. Would it hurt to give it a try? So these are some of the benefits of working with a large institution that is national but operates in 90 local markets. And so we're local enough to be able to have different, focuses in our local markets, and that's how we run.
Wow. So it made me think of something else, the power, of course, Sharon, of what you offer, what Bank of America offers. And let's say, for example, I'm in Boston, and you see the success that they're having in San Francisco with the flexible hours, but we're not really doing that so much in Boston. Do you share that information and say, hey, listen, here's some of the successes that we're seeing here and some of the trends? Because I would imagine they would gobble that up.
We do. And you know, we just launched in 4 states our Business Advantage 360 program. And this is it will be launched across the country in the first quarter. And this is a very powerful digital capability, an online capability for business owners that's really going to change the way they manage their business, that they get insights into just this, that they're able to manage their cash flow. And so not only is it through sitting down with our bankers in the 4,500 financial centers across the country where we have business experts, but it's also through our digital capabilities and going online at bankofamerica.com/smallbusiness, where you're able to not only access the report we're talking about today, but you're also able to understand what's going on, different reports, different information for clients. We just launched the Bank of America Institute for Women's Entrepreneurship, because we know that women are a force to be reckoned with, for one. Kate, I'm sure you can agree. And two,
I can agree too.
There
I
you go, Greg. We're opening businesses. I mean, when I sit down and I see the trends happening, businesses are being opened at twice the rate of men by women with half the capital. And so these are some of the issues we're seeing because we are a larger institution, and we're able to go out and solve some of these problems, or at least help to solve them, and partner up with universities like Cornell to get out the information on what not just women, but all entrepreneurs need to be thinking about. So all of that is in our website. We've got a Bank of America community. So yeah, either you want to read about it, you want to go into our financial center, sit down with a specialist. And to me, I would advise coming in, sitting down with a business specialist, because there's no more powerful interaction than that across the desk, because every business owner is unique, just like people, and that's where we're able to help with their priorities.
Yeah. Wow. Fascinating. Sharon Miller, Bank of America, Head of Small Business, thanks so much. We appreciate it as always.
Thank you so much, Kate and Greg. I appreciate you having me.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
In order to be it, you've got to believe it.
What a pleasure to be joined by Eric Alsterberg. He's written a book called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. And wait till we dive into this. You are going to love it. So pay attention. Eric, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be with you today.
So the title is great. I mean, it really grabs you. I'm just going to ask the broad question first. How do we truly move from the ordinary to the extraordinary?
It's about relinquishing our egos, not only our psychological ego, but also our spiritual ego. And they come into existence because we all experience emotional wounds and traumas, whether minor or greater. And in the process of doing that, the egos form. Now, the egos do have a useful function. They protect us from doing destructive or stupid things. But on the other hand, they can limit us and keep us from expanding and growing. And life is meant to be joyful. We're meant to walk the path of joy. And in doing that, we have to learn how to relinquish the ego so that we can begin the process of moving forward to creating our lives as masterpieces of joy.
This is powerful stuff. And, you know, walking the path of joy, anyone listening to this, I guarantee, who doesn't want to do that? And it's a tough thing to do, to relinquish the ego. And you said it, you need it for protection in certain ways, but to walk that joy, that path of joy, you have to relinquish it. So give us some tips or some ideas on how we can start to do that.
Well, part of the process is to learning how to be still and go within. We live hectic and busy lives, and our mind likes to fill itself with all kinds of chatter and thoughts. And we find diversions and things like television and the like. And what we have to learn how to do is to just go silently within and begin to contemplate our lives, what's going right, what's going wrong, and how we can change things. And then in certain cases, we have to begin to explore all the healing technology that's available to us, whether it's self-help books, getting into some kind of counseling or therapy, or finding a religious tradition that emphasizes the positive and not is fear-based and negative. And in doing those things, we begin to learn how to let go of the ego and the negative aspects of the ego and begin to walk a path of joy. With our current technology and availability on the internet especially, the thoughts and ideas that were once allowed for a select few are now available to all of us. And if you're guided, you can find things that will help you to move forward. And since there are no coincidences in life, you're able to find the path that you're directed to begin the process of doing this.
And we're speaking with Eric Alsterberg. The book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm sure, going to rush out and pick this up when you're listening to this and talking about hanging on to it. That's why I said this is such a great topic, subject, et cetera, and it's been your life's work, and you've seen this in dealing with people. If you can just get there, it really is. It really does open up everything to you, right? Because you know how to get through whatever the hurdles are that are thrown your way when you can walk that path of joy, right?
Yes. And the process helps guide you even further to moving forward. So as I go forward in the book, I talk about how to relinquish the ego and truly walk the spiritual path. And the spiritual path is complete forgiveness, and most importantly of yourself, complete non-judgment, and unconditional love. And although those sound very simple, they're actually very hard to do. But it is possible to do it. And in doing that, you really begin to manifest that path of joy that we're talking about.
Yeah, and you talk about non-judgment, and that's one of the harder things, isn't it? Because of the world we live in, because of how we are raised and how we look at things through whatever lens that is. Part of that is, isn't it going back and just relinquishing, like you said, forgiving yourself and just letting go of all of that fear?
It is. And it's amazing in working with my clients, the thing that they find the hardest to do is to forgive themselves. So one of the dangers with our egos is that we continually punish ourselves and feel that we have fallen short. And in fact, if you understand God and unconditional love, he's already forgiven us. So in our ego, we say, well, God's forgiven us, but we can't forgive ourselves. And that's the furthest from the truth.
So somebody starts on this journey, and you said it, you've worked with so many people and you've seen this over the years. Is that what drove you to write the book? Because you knew, hey, I've got this key and it's all coming together. To me, it's like you're a great puzzler and you've put the pieces together. Does it feel like that? And is that why you really wanted to share this with everyone?
It is, and part of it was as I increasingly walked the metaphysical path as well as the work I do with clients, I began to put all together the thoughts about this and give people the idea about how they may do it for themselves as well.
What do you think is that, and you talked about it, whether it's self-help books, and of course the stillness is so important, and the various specific tools in doing this that you talk about in your book. But what do you think is the first thing that someone really has to do as they try to decide, okay, how am I going to tackle this?
Well, the first step is just to be honest with yourself that life isn't always gone as well as we'd like, and that we get trapped in defensive systems and ways of thinking that interfere with our ability to move forward. And so we live lives of quiet misery rather than seeing that there really is the possibility to move forward and create joy in our lives. A great example is when we have that first rejection in our teen years of our first love. And so we make a decision at the ego level that we're never going to trust anybody again and never let anybody get that close to us. And so we stay trapped in that quiet misery rather than seeing that taking a risk and really truly finding and experiencing love, no matter what the outcome may be, is really the way to go. And so as we learn how to do that, to take risks, to take chances, to climb that mountain, we begin to see that we really can have a much better lifestyle for ourselves.
Yeah, and you mentioned this in talking about that with you, too. You've really opened up a lot of doors through the metaphysical path. And it's interesting because more people are starting to gravitate toward this. I think a long time ago, decades ago, there was somewhat a hesitancy for some people. But why is that such a great way to go?
Because what you realize is that there's a larger truth and a larger reality than what our five senses say exists and what the collective consciousness, which is now shifting, by the way, says is reality. So as people have learned to experience deja vu experiences, as they've learned to experience seeing somebody in a crowd and feeling like they know them and that person looks at you like you know them, and when you start to see near-death experiences being recounted, all these things lend themselves to a larger reality that we can begin to tap into. And that's where the relinquishing of the spiritual ego becomes very helpful as well.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And the book is called Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. I'm wondering, because right away I'm thinking about a sequel. Are you planning a sequel?
I am. I've already been formulating some ideas about how we can then further take this relinquishing of our egos into a more spiritual path of life and into different levels of consciousness. We live in a world that believes in a 3D consciousness, and in reality, there's other levels of consciousness, and we can begin to move into those as well and more walk the spiritual path and experience what it is to be truly aligned with our God self, our higher self.
Wow. I can't wait for that, I got to tell you. But this book is phenomenal. What do you hope people take away from this, Eric?
That they really begin to understand and see that there's more to life, that they can really begin to walk a pathway of joy and experience life at higher and higher levels of happiness and joy. What I do in the book is I talk about learning how to create balance in our lives, how to heal ourselves at all levels, physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, that there's really a real masculinity, that it's important for the return of the feminine in our lives, and how to have healthier relationships. And I also have a chapter on the sacred responsibility of parenting, because I think that's the most important job in the world, is being a parent.
Absolutely, I agree. Pick up the book, Healing and Transformation, Moving from the Ordinary to the Extraordinary. Eric Alsterberg, my pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
If you know Kate Delaney, then you know that her lovable golden retriever, Mahalo, makes her world go around. So when Kate started looking for a high-quality dog food for him, she settled on Life's Abundance, the all-stage grain-free food. It's rated 5 stars by Dog Food Advisor, and that's a win. In fact, Kate loved the food so much that she's now repping the food at kateskibble.com. It's full of high-quality protein and nutrients, omega-3s and more. Kateskibble.com is just what Mahalo needs to be happy and healthy. Grab a bag at kateskibble.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.